Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We are joined by Dr. Kelly Morgan, PhD, a health and fitness professional, motivation expert, and professor who owns Serona, where she helps overachieving women gain control of their health and use it as a tool for living well. Dr. Morgan, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, thank you. Glad to be here.
And you're certainly welcome. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So for starters, now you're the owner of Serona. Tell us about your business, why you started it, and what is that your company does or provides to kick things off today?
Yeah, I'd love to. So the very, very short story of that is I've been obsessed, sometimes for better or for worse, with health and fitness. It's about third grade, let's say. And I took kind of a weird journey to get to this point. I suffered from anorexia in high school and college. It got to be so bad that I was kicked off of my college cheerleading team. And then, well, I mean, I had no choice but to make a recovery. My parents said, you can't go back to school if you don't work toward recovery. So I did that. It was a long road. And eventually, after graduating from college with an English degree, trying to get another, well, not trying, succeeding in getting a master's in English, I was like, you know, this just isn't doing it. I don't feel like my passion's here. So I went back to school for a health communication PhD where I specialized in motivation for health and fitness, mostly on the fitness side for that degree. And I found that I fell in love with helping women stay away from making health really hard. Like, I struggle with every single day, and I would like to keep them from doing that. So I started my business full-time, gosh, I guess a year and a half ago now. And I work with really overachieving women. I'm here in the D.C. area. That's, you can swing a cat and hit like five of them. So I work with really overachieving women to try to make health not so hard. We try to fit like healthy lifestyle activities into their current crazy lives. And I love every minute of it.
I'd say that's quite a journey, and also one of the best fast-forwarded versions of a journey that I've ever heard. You did that rock solid, let me tell you now. Why do women tend to make their health more complicated than it needs to be?
There's a lot of reasons. I would say they're all kind of equal. The first one is women are just kind of geared to be multitaskers, to be always looking into things, to just constantly have the wheels turning. We aren't blessed like men are, where they get to focus on one single thing, then move to the next single thing. But we have these wheels constantly turning. We take in messages from the media where it's all about, you know, the newest this, the newest that, doctors masquerading as, you know, experts while being quacks, not me, and, you know, all these things that are out there, all these messages. So they have the wheels constantly turning. And a lot of women, I'm not going to say all of us do it because many are blessed, but we tend to overcomplicate everything. So with this huge influx of information, everything that's just like swirling around in our heads, we have a hard time cutting through to be like, all right, our bodies want to be healthy. Like, that should be the natural state. It takes work to be unhealthy, to eat the donuts, to sit on the couch. It goes against our nature. So women tend to just like get overwhelmed by all of the input, all of the information, and all the things they could do, instead of just saying, okay, what is the easiest way through this? So I help them find the easy way through it.
Now, I understand you have a book out now. What is your book about, and who is your book for?
So we'll start with the inspiration. Back to that whole like English degree thing. Along with being totally obsessed with health and fitness, I love writing. I have since I was really little and was writing stories and wrote a newsletter about my teddy bear. So writing was something that just like came to me as what I always wanted to do. And I sort of woke up one day and was like, hey, wait a minute, you can. And my book is like having all of the best of my health coaching programs, my research, just like in one handy place. So it's for these overachieving women that I help. I've had men read it, and they say that it's helpful too, but it's mostly geared toward my girls. So what I do is I guide the readers through a self-discovery, a goal-setting process, and then we get right into exactly what they need to know about nutrition, fitness, stress management, and energy management so that they can, you know, cut through the junk and get to what they have to do. Like, the whole goal of the book, despite that information, is to actually use it. So I help them tweak their current lifestyle in these ways that can help them kind of like fuel everything they're already doing. They're awesome women who do way too much, and none of that's stopping. So what I get them to do is add these little tweaks and not fight against their lifestyle, but make changes that work with who they are right now and then get it all handled. It's something that now fits into their lives. They don't have to think about it anymore. It's just part of their routine. So that's it was a joy to write, because some of the stuff I was like, hey, you know, you should follow that too.
Now, shifting gears here a little bit, how can we overcome a lack of motivation toward our health goals? What seems to be the problem there?
Oh, my gosh. Lack of motivation, I would say, is in my research, my formal research, and in just talking to people. That is the first thing we all say. It's like, oh, I'd like to do that, but, oh, I'm just not motivated. Lack of motivation comes from a mismatch in your goals and how you're planning to get there. It's not something that's a fault within you. It's not some deficiency that you have. It's all about a mismatch in what you're trying to do. And there's so many ways to be healthy and so many ways that you can tweak your diet and exercise and figure out how to relax and how to energize and how to, you know, stave away the heart attacks. Trying to do all this in a big sweeping effort is exciting at first while you have that, you know, excitement and motivation. But motivation by nature is temporary. So we need something that is just this like match up with what you want to do that you can continue with. And if you're someone who likes games, try to make it a game. Like I love games, and to do my exercise, I have literally right next to me a wall calendar with stickers where every day that I do some type of activity, I put up a sticker. And the last thing you want to do is not put up a sticker. Even this grown woman right here wants to put up a sticker. So finding what works with you, what really like clicks as a match in goals, is the best way to keep that motivation going. And it's so individual. It takes experimentation.
You've really got to appreciate the sticker. It really does its job, doesn't it? Today we're joined by Dr. Kelly Morgan, PhD, a health and fitness professional, motivation expert, and professor who owns Serona, where she helps overachieving women gain control of their health and use it as a tool for living well, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, what are some of the challenges busy women tend to face with their health?
Oh, goodness. The busy part is the biggest one. A lot of us take joy in that busyness, and it's kind of like our street cred. So some of the biggest challenges are trying to fit in making a change, period. Whether that change is to your health or reading more books for fun or spending time with family. The challenge is in that schedule and also in the perception of that schedule. So you're really, busyness is often a choice. So trying to overcome this busyness starts with understanding that you make space for what you want to do and what you need to do to pay the mortgage too, obviously. So some of the challenges really are set in that mindset of I don't have time. If you can make something fun and enjoyable that you want to do, that maybe serves the purpose of relaxing, like some people, not me, relax by taking a run or by going on a walk or going to yoga or something or cooking. Trying to find what fits with that schedule and can serve dual purpose can often help with that busyness, that big challenge of the schedule.
And that information also can apply to the gentleman as well. If you have something fun that you like to do, it certainly works very well for sure. Tell us, what is a healthy lifestyle made up of? Get into some of those details.
Oh, sure. Any of this applies to my guys out there. So don't tune out, guys. A healthy lifestyle, in my opinion, is broadly movement, quality nutrition that gives you enough energy, a balance between rest and activity, and just a little bit of that managed stress to help you grow. No stress is not a good thing. So a little bit that, you know, challenges you, helps you get over a hump, makes you feel accomplished. And then, of course, a lot of happiness. Happiness can come from anything, relationships, your dog, you know, whatever you like.
Well, Kelly, it certainly sounds like you have your act together, not only on the health front, but in business as well. And we can't thank you enough for spending a moment with us here today. In conclusion, do you have any advice for those business owners or entrepreneurs tuning in, as Enterprise Radio has a lot of entrepreneurs tuning in globally? Any advice for those types of folks, whether if it's a general tip or something that you put into practice every day that helps your business run more smoothly?
Oh, man. Okay. So we're taking a total turn here on the running the business efficiently. I am my one single employee for my business, and it's easy to get overwhelmed with what you do. Even if you have a whole staff, it's easy to get overwhelmed. I found that I can essentially clone myself with spreadsheets and taking the time to plan and be organized, and it reduces your stress tenfold. It's something that just, it makes me feel better. It makes my business run like I have a staff of 10. And I have a quote right here on my wall in front of me that I firmly believe in, and I think you all might like. It's that mistakes are born when methodology is ignored. So if you make your plan, you follow through with it, you track it, and this applies to anything in life, business, health, period. Make your plan, follow through, track it. That way you know that you've done what you're supposed to. And final little itty-bitty tip there, once you've done what you're supposed to, you know what, if your workday ended as an entrepreneur at 3 o'clock, it's cool. Go watch some Netflix. You did what you were supposed to.
I like it. I like it a lot. In fact, we're on the same page 100%, and really appreciate those concluding remarks and advice. Much appreciated. Now, if listeners wanted to be in touch with you or get more information on your book or Sirona, where's the best place online to get these details?
Oh, I am all over the place, guys. So first of all, my website is Sirona.com, T-S-I-R-O-N-A.com. You can check out my book at YouButBetterBook.com. It's also on Amazon, and it's called You But Better, and it's on my website. I've spread myself out there. You can also find me on LinkedIn under Kelly Vandersloos Morgan. Vandersloos with a V. And you can find me on Facebook the same, and Instagram at Sirona Health.
Well, Dr. Morgan, it certainly has been great to have had you. All the best, and look forward to our next conversation right here on EPN. Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.
Again, we've been speaking with Dr. Kelly Morgan, PhD, a health and fitness professional, motivation expert, and professor who owns Sirona, where she helps overachieving women gain control over their health and use it as a tool for living well. And for further details, visit Sirona.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.